To read about the three wise men now in our reading. And the way we're going to do this is you're going to play a part in this reading, okay? So, the middle two sections here are going to follow me and be the narrator, okay? So you are the narrator, so you need to have your order of service with you. Thank you, Nathan. Okay, so you're the narrator in the middle. Over here, look, very wise people. So you've got a wise person. When it comes to the wise person line, you need to say the wise person's line, okay? All right, over here, I think you look like chief priests and teachers of the law. Okay? Teachers, so you need some loud voices when we come to that point. Don't know. And guess what, balcony? You're Herod. Okay? So nice and mean. Okay? Show us your mean face up there. And then when we say the words overjoyed, I want us to shout, hooray! Like we mean it. Hooray! Hooray! Very good. This isn't going to work, is it? No, it's going to work. So, ready, narrators? Okay, you follow me, because we've got the most to read, okay? You can help the little ones along with you. So, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, when King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the peoples, chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. No, 1, 2, 3, but... Yeah. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, after they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. Hey! On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with the gifts of gold and incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Brilliant, well done. I think Herod were the best there, weren't they? They're very good, Herod. Why does Herod always get the best lines? I don't know. Right, we're going to think about this story now. And to do that, I've got a huge present here. And I'm just going to take this off because I think this will probably just get in the way. I've got a huge present. Now, one of the games I like playing is Pass the Parcel. So we're going to play Pass the Parcel around the church. Okay? So are you pleased about that? I'm pleased about that. So have we got some music, Maestro, at the back there? Oh, here we go. So here we go. We're going to pass it around. You know how to play it.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. The bells on bobtail ring, they make our spirits bright. What fun it is to ride!
Oh, I think it's you. I think it's you, Tim. It's you. It's too late. A couple expecting a child, even.
child, is it?
No, it's not a child inside, no. It's an empty box. As quick as you like, Tim.
All of it?
All of it, yeah, keep going. You've got to look inside, okay? Go inside, see what you can find. What have we got inside? Let's see, have a look. Can you find the front of the box? Keep going. No, there we go. Look inside. What have we got? There we go. That's another box. Hang on, what have I found here? What are these?
Wow.
What, you want to shout out what they are?
I've got some binoculars.
Can I get them back, Tim? But you can keep... What's this? What have we got there?
We've got a question. So, why did the three wise men only have frankincense and myrrh? Because Team GB took all the gold.
Hey! Did you get that? I'll read it again. Why did the three wise men only have frankincense and myrrh? Because Team GB took all the gold. Oh, brilliant. So, just hold on to that. What we've got here is we've got a star chart. There's a star chart probably going to appear up there as well. And we've also got a pair of binoculars as well. In the reading, it said that the wise men were from the east and they came to Jerusalem. And they saw a star and they came to worship Jesus, the baby. These men were from the east and in all likelihood were astrologers and had drawn their conclusions about the king, that the king was going to be born in Judea. And they speculated from the stars. Now that might sound a bit strange to us, a bit odd. I've always thought it's a bit odd, isn't it? Doesn't the Bible say astrologers are dangerous and superstitious? And it does say that. So can it really be that these wise men were astrologers? Well, if it does, it must tell us something actually very surprising about how God works with his people. He begins with people exactly where they are. He begins with where they are. Christmas is all about God seeking out his world. He doesn't wait for a world to come to him. No, he comes to seek it. God is seeking those wise men where they were living, with no Bible, with no little knowledge of this Messiah, this Christ. All they had to go on was some superstitions. And yet God reaches out, doesn't he? And he touches them and he calls them to this Christ child. Isn't that amazing? See, the Christ child isn't just for the good or the perfect. It isn't just for the religious or the spiritual. No, he's come for the whole world. He's come for you. He's come for me. He's come for astrologers even. May that be an encouragement to you this morning. Some of us who maybe feel like foreigners in a church and all that sitting and standing and repeat after me this or that can sound a bit strange. But God is very interested in people who feel a long way off from God. God always is calling people to himself, and he always begins right where they are. Maybe you're conscious of some sort of need for God, for some greater answer of reality in your life, a hunger for satisfaction and meaning. All of us ultimately feel like that. If we're honest, we have a God-shaped nagging inside us. In a way, that's our star, isn't it? The Bible says that God has set eternity in our hearts. Of course, we often don't realize it, but that's our star inviting us to go and to follow and find out more. It's our conscience. I wonder if you're conscious of that. Look at Jesus a little bit more closely and find out. Wrestle with him. Pursue him. Follow that star, that yearning in your heart to find out about this baby child. I think we need a bit more music, don't we?
And sing a song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
I think it stopped there. Did it not stop there yet? If you want to open it up.
Yeah.
You know, okay. Away you go, brilliant. Oh, I've got a microphone being handed to me. Thank you, David. Oh, it's another box. What's inside? Well, there's another present. Oh, there's a joke. Oh, there's some sweets. Do you want to read the joke out for us?
Okay, what's David Cameron's favourite Christmas song? Oh. All I Want for Christmas is EU.
Hey! I quite like that one. Did you like that one? Very good. What have you found in there? You can keep those chocolate coins as a gift. There we go. And what have you got there?
Luke's Gospel.
You've got Luke's Gospel. Can I take that to the front?
Yes, please.
Fantastic. We've got a copy of Luke's Gospel here. Luke's Gospel is part of the Bible. It's taken from the Bible. And you see, these wise men, if we have a look at the next slide, they needed to find out where the baby Jesus was going to be born. Can anyone remember where the baby Jesus was going to be born? Bethlehem. Thank you very much. Brilliant. He's going to be born in Bethlehem. It said in the reading, in Bethlehem in Judea. For this is what the prophets have written. This is what the prophets have written. You see, these wise men, although they had the star to help them, they also needed this, didn't they? They needed the prophecies from the Old Testament, the first part of the Bible. They needed the Bible to actually help them find the baby Jesus. The star, you see, got them so far, and it got them quite a long way, didn't it? It got them all the way to Jerusalem. And that meant they had to ask for the way, though. And the way they did that is they went to Herod and asked the teachers of the law. They found out from the Bible. And that's really important for us. Wherever we're coming from this morning, whatever direction, we all need to converge on the need for the Christ child. But in order to find the Christ child, we're going to need the Bible. We're going to need to look at the gospel to really find him, to discover where he is. We may have a sense of eternity in our heart, that star in our hearts, and it may have even brought us here this morning. But to be successful in bringing us to the Christ, we need to open a Bible. We need to look at what it says. And I wonder if you've ever done that. If you haven't, we've got a course starting in the new year called Life Explored, which is an opportunity for you to take time to think about the meaning of life, to look at the Bible. If you've never looked at it before, it's perfect for people who've never really looked at the Bible at all and discover more about the Christ child. Begins in the new year. I think you were given one of these on the way in. Please do take it away or sign up and come along in the new year. Love to see you. And take away these Luke's Gospels that we've got at the end. We've got loads of those. You're free to take them. So, I think we've got one more. I think we need to go this way, don't we, with our parcel. Somewhere over here.
A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted bank, and we got upside. Jingle.
We're all happy Christmas, Callahans. Oh, what have we got here? Oh, we've got a joke. Go on, tell us the joke. Let's get the joke out of the way. It'll be good.
Why didn't Roy Hodgson go to visit Santa at the North Pole?
Do you want to say that again? Because I don't think people heard.
Why didn't Roy Hodgson go to visit Santa at the North Pole? He couldn't get past Iceland.
Oh. That's good.
Sorry to remind us of that. What's inside? Can you tell us what's inside?
Chocolate.
Oh, you've got chocolate, but what's it? You can keep the chocolate. What's inside the box? Have a look inside the box. It's not Christmas lights. It's just a convenient box that I found. It's in your own time as well. What have we got?
Like characters, like from
characters?
Christmas story.
From the Christmas story, which means it's a
nativity set.
Well done, Dad. Brilliant. Shall we take that to the front? Can I take that to the front? Thank you very much indeed. We've got a nativity set, guys. It's not a very big one. I'm just going to pop it up here. I stole from our house. Forgot to tell Hannah. And there we go. We've got our nativity set. We've got some angels. We've got some sheep. We've got Mary, Joseph, some kings. There we go. Put them all up there. But hang on a second. Hang on. There's something missing. Who's missing?
Daddy. No stealing.
I didn't steal it. It's in my pocket. There's a baby Jesus. The baby Jesus. A couple of years ago in the news in Manchester, it was reported that someone has stolen the baby Jesus from a nativity display at Manchester Airport. The airport issued an urgent appeal for the safe return of the baby Jesus, which had been the central focus of the nativity for years, thankfully. One report ended, fortunately, Terminal 2's Christmas decorations, which include a tree, a dancing penguin, remained in their rightful place. So often it's true, isn't it, that we can spend Christmas without the baby Jesus. We can forget the baby Jesus. See, the wise men didn't miss putting Jesus in his rightful place. It said in the story, they went on their way and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They saw the child with his mother Mary and they bowed down and they worshipped him. So a question for you, for all of us this morning. If you did find the Christ child, if you did find the baby Jesus, in your pursuit of the star, in your search of the Bible, what would be your response? What would you do? What would you do? So you see, some people read the Bible, investigate, as if they're looking at some sort of archaeological dig. If that's all you're interested in, you're never going to find him. Not in the way that these wise men found him. Jesus isn't a collector's item. No, he's God who's come to us to seek us in our need. And he needs to be followed. He needs to be obeyed. He needs to be adored. He needs to be worshipped and glorified and honored, just as it says in our scripture, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary and they bowed down and they worshipped him. That's what they did. All these wise men, these Eastern dignitaries, professors, arrived at this tiny little house, thousands of miles from home, and they did what? They fell face down at the tiny baby. Can you imagine that? Can you do that? And then out comes the dazzling array of gifts. Can anyone remember the gifts? What were the gifts? Well done. Very good. Brilliant. Wonderful gifts. They found the Christ child and they responded in single-minded determination of adoration, of generosity. And it's a good question, isn't it? Will we do the same? Whether we like it or not, this Christ child actually demands much more than simple curiosity, once a year maybe, much more than an academic interest, much more than a yearly sentimentalism. It demands our life, our all, our soul, our worship. So will you follow the star? Will you follow the star? Will you take a chance to look at the Bible? Take one of these away. Come on the course. Come on Life Explored in the new year. Will you take that opportunity and then discover the Christ child for yourself and to come and worship him? You see, these wise men, they found the Christ because they were willing to open the Bible, to follow the star and to obey him and to worship him. And they found the Christ, the King. And I pray that we will do that today as well. Let's just bow our heads in prayer. God, our Father, we thank you for these wise men who followed the star, read your word, found out where you were, and came and bowed down. Father, we pray this morning that you would work in our hearts that we may do the same. Take the opportunity that you give us to follow you and to come and worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.